Network, because you can handle the truth.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me. I am your host, Michael Storm. This is Toward Anarchy, and we are here live every Sunday. Well, it's probably live. I mean, at least I think I'm live right now. I tried to confuse myself and send myself into one of those weird warped mental states by trying to think about this, about the potential of hearing something in the future and it not being live, because I'm living the moment right now. But theoretically, you could potentially be listening to this right now in your time, and I'm not live. It's not happening right now. So just a little odd, weird thing to think about. But yes, I am live right now in my own mind, in my own world, in my own timeline. And we're going to do this thing like we do every Sunday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to hang out and talk and have a little bit of fun. It is Sunday, November 17th, 2019. If you go to towardanarchy.com, if it actually is live and it's that time right now and you're hearing the show, you should be able to click right there on the link. It should say Sunday, November 17th, and you'll be able to follow along and check out what I'm talking about today and some of the links of things that I found interesting and a picture, a meme of the day, which turns out to be very geeky because I'm in a geeky mood this week. So we'll discuss that here in just a minute. But if you're listening to it in the future, it's not Sunday, November 17th, 2019. Click on the archive button and search for November 2019 and search for the 17th. It'll be there. Click on that link. You're hearing my voice, so you're already halfway there. And you'll be able to see exactly what it is we're talking about and the kind of fun that we're going to have today. That's towardanarchy.com. And speaking of today, very awesome, cool, fun, exciting show for me personally. Not that they aren't all that way, but this one's actually a little bit different, because if you follow along with the show, then you know that I've been hyping this show for a while now, actually longer than I've actually been talking to my guest about doing the show. It's my father, and my father works in Hollywood. He's a Hollywood insider. He's worked there for years, and I don't even know exactly how many years, but it's been a lot of years. He's been out there hardworking, living in Van Nuys and other places around there. And that may trigger some things in some of you. Think about Van Nuys. Maybe still is the porn capital of the world. But that's not what he does. He actually makes respectable movies. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Now, I don't want to get into that conversation about what you do with your body and whether or not you sell it and whether or not we can actually call you a whore or not, and whether calling someone a whore is a valid term in the negative sense, whereas the rest of it is just making your own choices about the things that are you, your body, your property, that's, you know, the kind of things that we talk about here all the time. Apparently, I'm supposed to explain this stuff every week. And I thought we were, I know that you and I are past that. We have an understanding, right? But the fact is that the show is growing and it grows every week and there's always potentially new listeners every week. I know that there are new likes to the page every week. I see the numbers growing. And I mentioned a little bit of this before. There's something about Facebook, you can sort of trust them with their algorithms and the way they watch everything that you do to pay attention to you when you start to make a splash. And so when your page starts to get sort of 3 to 5 times the reach that it shows, so if you were to go to the Facebook page, the Toward Anarchy Facebook page, it's just facebook.com/Toward Anarchy. to get there. It's real easy. If you would go to that page, you would see there's like 120 likes with a couple new likes this week or so. Actually, I don't even know if it'll show you all of that information. But yeah, I had new likes this week and what it shows me on my end. And it's like just about 120 or right at 120. But the reach is bigger than that, and that's that thing about sharing and making sure you share in the links, and that's why I provide the page every week to be able to share the link. It's a great place for me to store the archive, of course, because you come back to this page in the future for Sunday, November 17th, and the MP3s are there. They're downloadable. You can take them with you. You do whatever you want with them. You could have a heyday with my voice. I think about this all the time. Just the thousands of hours of recordings and even just hundreds of hours being available online with my voice and just all of the weird things that you could do and sort of make me say using computer technology now. And I've talked about that before. The faces, oh, it's scary the way you can slap a face on a moving figure now, and it's getting in real time, and it's getting harder and harder to tell that that's not a real face that you're talking to, that there's somebody behind it, that there's a mask, that there's a program on the page. So, wow, man, just thinking about some of that stuff, it's kind of scary. But the archive is always up there. My voice is always up there. You can find everything that I've talked about. And there goes a Harley, and that's somebody who's enjoying this beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's so amazing. I opened up again, so hopefully I don't regret that. Hopefully there's not too much noise. You probably didn't hear that. That's the beauty of a good microphone. It hopefully will block out stuff like that, the barking dogs and the people on the Harleys. My next door neighbor, Mark, he's got a nice bike, and this is definitely a day that he would be out riding, and I haven't heard him fire up. I haven't heard him fire it up today at all. So I don't know. We may still hear that yet. He may get out there. And look, I'm all about this anarchy thing and talking about this, what brought me to this part in the conversation and talking about what it means every week. But the reality is that it's funny because I was thinking about this. You know how I ask the six questions of all of my guests, and I was just thinking about finally what I might be able to do with this. And it would be this. It would be funny. It wouldn't be real. It would ask the questions. Maybe I'll add it to the website this week. I'll play around with it and see if I can do it. I would ask the questions of normal people, whatever, not my guest people, and they could answer them. And the big question would be, are you an anarchist? Answer these six questions. And the answer would always be at the end, maybe that's not what anarchy is about. These are ideas with it. You know, it's something along those lines. But the answer would always be that. And then, you know, maybe some links or something to some great commentary on the idea of anarchy. And then maybe some other links to the ideas contained within the actual questions that I ask. Because I don't ask the question self-ownership, and that's all anarchy is, right? That's the simple, easiest point of it, and we live it every single day. Almost everything we do is done without any consideration for the opinion of, the input of any kind of authority, let alone so-called state authority or, you know, the big guys, the ones that you actually have to worry about. Mom still loves you if you don't listen to her most of the time. It would take something big, I think. What was that? Absolutely. No, thank you for reminding me of that. That's one of the things that I'm talking about. And I actually have this in front of me. This is something that I did earlier this week. It's just one word things again, but it's some things to make me trigger, to remember to talk about some specific things. And that's one that's in here. Let me write it down real quick and talk about the rest of these things. So at the website, towardanarchy.com, under the contact page, that's how you can get in touch. You can call in. I don't take a lot of calls. You've seen that. You've been listening. I don't know. I will if the topic is interesting. I tried to call, speaking of calls that I missed and didn't get to take or didn't have or haven't connected with yet, all of these things. I tried to make that call to the guy who called in a couple of weeks ago, and Yeah, I might have to do that, actually. He had called in about replacing the pick. I told you that story about my pick being stolen years ago, and a guitar pick. And I tried to call the guy this week, but I didn't make a connection with him. I didn't get an answer, so I'm trying to call him again and see. And I'm hoping this whole thing all ties together, and I'm able to, like, bring you some guests, like my friend that got me the pick in the first place, and we can tell you some interesting stories and have some fun, because I told you I've been trying to get him on here a little bit anyway. But go to towardanarchy.com and you can contact us up there. There's different ways. The chat room link is there, and the reason that I keep responding as if I'm talking to somebody is because I'm being spoken to and I'm seeing messages pop up. That happens to me all the time, and I'll do that, and I'll respond and try to answer the question without sort of interrupting myself and trying to type. I can do that. It's a little harder for me to type and sit here and try to hold a conversation at the same time. Doesn't work as easy, especially if I'm the only one holding the conversation. Make it a little bit tougher. But yeah, the chat room is there, and there's always some crazy guys hanging out in the chat room, and they're always sharing links and they're sharing information. They're just doing the same thing that I'm doing, but they're doing it a little bit digitally, in that texty world that everybody has lived in for a long, long time now, and that we're trying to break everybody out of. Try to get back to a little bit more personal touch. All these things are great for sharing the links, the chats, and the text messaging, and they're great for quick messages, but I'm all about getting people face-to-face and talking again some more, even though I'm the guy that's sitting here talking about not taking phone calls. It's about you getting to listen, you getting to decide whether or not the things that I'm talking about are something that you want to listen to. That's what that is about. And what I'm bringing you today, I told you I got my father coming on. You can follow along, towardanarchy.com. Click on today's date. It's Sunday, November 17th. I still keep wanting to say October for some reason. So if I fool you and I say it, don't believe me. But go back and look at October anyway. You probably won't see this. Was there a 17th on October last year? This is the beauty of the archive. Nope. A 27th, the 20th, and the 13th would not have said. The archive, it's up there. You can always catch all of this stuff. And it's commercial free for the audio if it's up there already. When it gets up there, I may change that. I was thinking about that today, and I've been looking for ways to monetize win-win. You know, just there's so many things that I could spend a little bit of money on that would help improve the reach of the show. Just simple little things, even just weird stuff like t-shirts or bumper stickers or stuff like that that I could give away to people, things like that. There's all sorts of little itty bitty little easy to do things like that that are just, it costs a dime here and a dime there, and it's hard for me to justify reaching into like family finances and things like that to support the thing. If I can't get it to support itself, it's pretty silly for me to continue to do it and think that I could spend money on it. I could do it as I'm doing it now, where it's very minimal cost and it's very effective and it's reaching people, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it would be nice to try to take it to that next level and take it to that next step. And it offers me the opportunity, hopefully, to provide some things like some special content and things like that. And that's one of the things that I was looking at this week, was sort of some of the ways that you can monetize the content itself, as opposed to like an advertisement on the show. You know what I'm saying? That coming to the website, clicking on the links, like any of the links that are up there or could be up there at any time. But right now I have the EMP Shield link up there, where it's totally a win-win situation. It's where you click on it, you decide if you want to buy something, you get a new, hopefully perfect product that fits exactly the needs that you need it for. We can all cross our fingers and hope that doesn't always happen, but that, you know, they've got the different products up there to choose from. In this case, with the EMP Shield stuff, you get that thing, you protect your home, you protect your electronic devices, expensive devices. I have one of their products plugged in, protecting my stuff here. I do a whole house one, but I'm a renter. I don't go messing around with other people's property any more than I have to. If he wanted to, if the owner of the property wanted to, I would happily do it. We'd fire it right up and get it stuck in here and protect everything in the house, protect everything in his rentals. Who knows? All of these things spinning through my head, thinking about how I can make it a win-win situation where it's you, the listener, are getting the content that you want to listen to, but there's also some other things outside of it, that the links, the introduction to these interesting characters, these people that I'm bringing you, and the information that they can provide outside of what I have up on the website. You know, these new names and people that you can go look up and try to interact with yourself and become friends with all these people. I mean, I'm accessing them in the same way you would, but just friending them on Facebook or on social media, you know, on Twitter or something like that. All this can be done, and it's not hard, but that little bit of maybe being able to offer like a specifically commercial free archive or extra content to listeners that they pay like $1 a month for or something. I was looking at what was it called? There's a big one. It's all over now. I keep seeing it. It's popped up recently on YouTube. Oh, what the heck is it called? Why can't I remember all of a sudden? Anyway, ultimately, it's another one of these platforms, but it's one where you can actually directly monetize by doing something like that, providing special content. So you give away, you know, your free content out here. It's the model that I've suggested for many artists to try to take themselves, and U2 did years ago when they released their album straight through iTunes, where they got paid up front to do their product, or they got paid on the other guys that do it the other way get paid on the backside for their providing their content one way or the other, but they get it to you, the end user, in a free manner, and then offer you another way to participate and help out and participate in really the best way you can. You can always call, click on the contact page at tornanarchy.com and argue with me or chat with me, agree with me, echo chamber with me if you want, one of the best ways to support the show, of course, is to click on the links, share the links, and support the network itself, keep the network running, which is amazing. I just love RBN, and I'm so happy to be able to come back here and be on it after all these years, because it's great to see that it's still here, and the fact that it's still here is testament to the idea that you can provide good quality content like this to people, and they will pay for it. You can provide it for free, and they will pay for it. They will support you. They will do the things that you need to keep your voices out there. It's just amazing. It shows you that it works, and that you can do it, and that you do it. It's testament to you. You need a big hand for you. My father's coming up in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk about Inside Hollywood, but not this sleazy, nasty sort of what's the. DMZ TMZ. They are not a DMZ by any means. TMZ, the guys that the lawyer that started that, they go around and they collect all the information from the different photographers and paparazzi and such that are following people around Hollywood. That's not the, if you want all that nasty narcissistic that stuff's everywhere out there. If you want to know what the latest, just whatever one of these confused Hollywood twits is up to, and their billionaire boyfriend of the week, or whatever it is, that stuff's out there all the time. What I'm talking about today, what my father and I have been talking about, aside from the fact that we haven't talked to each other on the phone for a while, and I'll have to fill you in on this. We're getting close to the time he's coming up here, but that's the conversation that we're going to have, is the human conversation and the hardworking conversation, and all of the stuff that he's done in and around Hollywood, and all the different films that he's been a part of, and all the different ways that he's been a part of them, and it's the hardworking side, inside look at showbiz, and it's going to be really fun, and I'm really excited about the whole conversation. I got Connor Boyack, The author of the Tuttle Twins series of books, you know what I'm talking about, The Law, and there's these great little books that are made specifically for kids. He's coming up on the show here, settling on a time to record a show with him because he's a good God-fearing church-going man, and he will be busy when we're on. We'll be right back on Toward Anarchy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Case, for some reason that you see, you might think that I'm not paying attention, or I think it's all sort of fun and games up in here. No, I'm watching. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm doing what I need to do, or what feels right. Towardanarchy.com. That's a big part of it right now. But I'm living my life. I'm just out here, just like you, doing the things that I have to do every single day to get through the day. And I'm paying attention. I know that it's flooding in Italy. Isn't that just weird? I know about the impeachment circus that's going on. I know about the school shooting that happened this last week. I know that our farms are collapsing even after the president has stolen a bunch of money from hardworking people and giving it to other hardworking people too, but who didn't manage it very well. And the bureaucracy that sucks off the 70% off the top that they stole in the first place. If you wanted to go through, I did this over a 24-hour period, so you could call it 2 days because I'm not like there 24 hours scrolling. This is just sort of a few hours out of each day throughout the day, not even consecutive hours or anything like that, just throughout the day, maybe totaling up to a few hours a day over a 24-hour period. So maybe a 6 or 8 hours over that period of time of looking through the social media and realize that I'm actually trying to avoid some of these things that I see come up because of how angry they make me and how they just twist me up inside and it make me sad and make me want to cry. They really do, a lot of these things, and so I'm trying to avoid them, and you can't because there's just so much of it, and that's what I'm getting at. This was just me scrolling through my feed over this time period. Police shoot service dog. Investigation. Police misuse law enforcement databases. Cops lock up 80-year-old granny. Police kill suicidal man. Police impersonator is a former cop who was robbing people on the road. Cop stomps innocent man while dog chews on it. Just eats it. Just tore him to pieces. Police beat woman selling flowers without a permit. Of course, she didn't have permission from the state, so that gives them perfectly good reason to beat the hell out of her. Off-duty speeding cop kills infant, and the point is he got away with it. Cops strap woman in a chair and tase her. They do that all the time. It's no big deal, right? Police agencies caught on video entering private residences without warrant. That was just ones that I jotted down. I'm paying attention to what's going on out there. I realize what's happening. I just also know that there's probably better places, better people to find some of that information from. You yourself are probably better, and just hearing that is a reality and my mentioning it and you going and finding out about it and looking for yourself and seeing with your own eyes, reading the information, finding out what it is. What is the impeachment circus about? I don't know, because I don't care. I know that it's going on, but I don't care. It means it won't change anything. That I know this. I realize this in this larger picture. This partisan left-right Democrat Republican thing is a joke. It's a 200-year-long joke that it's not funny anymore. That's the reality of it. It's just not funny anymore. What's funny, and I mean funny sad, not funny haha, is that people still fall for it and that they still show up to the polls and vote and legitimize the process. That's what's funny. Watching the people who vehemently defend their tyrant. The tyranny that they live under, as long as the politician has the proper letter before or after, depending on where they put it and who's showing it after their name, whether it's a D or a Republican or even Libertarian, the L or Green Party or something. They don't care. As long as it's their party in charge, it seems like just about anything goes, because they certainly don't seem to do anything about it. They shift the argument and try to avoid it. And so I will happily indulge them in it and completely avoid the subject myself. I will just skip right over it. What am I going to say about school shootings that hasn't already been said? Nothing's going to be solved by it. There's a whole list of problems that lead to school shootings. The least of which being I can't even say because It's a large group, a large number of things that are wrong with this. It's wrong with the public school system. It's wrong with the way our rights are handled. It's wrong with the way we look at guns. My father is coming up next. He's a insider in Hollywood, and this is going to be a great conversation. Stick around on Toward Anarchy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love.
Or sitting at a computer, you can point your browser to towardanarchy.com and click on today's date. It's Sunday, November 17th. Click in the archive if you need to. Find November. Find the 17th. The information and everything that we're going to talk about today is just right there. And some of it we may get to. Some of it we won't. Next week we have Connor Boyack. I imagine it'll be next week because I had a floating day in there and I have to record the show with Connor Boyack because he's a church-going man. And he will be busy at this time where he lives. He will be praising the Lord, and some things take precedence over others. And so we will record a show with him, and I will try to do that this week and run it next week. And then Shane Radcliffe, author and creator of the Liberty Under Attack publications, and we will have a great conversation with him and some of the things, the work that they're putting out. So it's authors for the next couple of weeks. But today we're going to Hollywood. We're going over to California, hang out over there on the, is that the left coast? I don't know which is which. Depends on which way you're, is it stage left? Is it stage, I don't know. It's a very special treat for me to bring you my guest today, because my guest today is not just some guy from Hollywood. He's actually my father. My biological father. And so it should be an interesting and fun conversation, because at the same time, we'll be talking about, you know, what he does and who he is in that life over there. There's also the conversation that we'll be having, sort of catching up and even getting to know each other a little bit better. That's really what it's all about, because the reality is that we don't know each other that well. We haven't known each other for very long, and so we haven't had very many conversations. We've visited with each other, and we've dined with each other, and hung out, but not a lot. You know, not as much as someone might expect from father and son. And for whatever reasons, nothing nefarious or nasty or anything like that. Just the way life sort of plays out, we didn't know each other. And so it's really a treat for me to kind of have this conversation in front of you and everybody else. And it's great to introduce you to my father, Michael Galeo. Thank you so much for joining me.
Wow, Mike, it's good to be here. This is so cool. I am so excited. This is wonderful. The rabbits are sitting here at the door here, just looking at me. They think I'm nuts. And but this is great. How are you, my son?
And
my beautiful boy.
Oh, thank you. I've got a radio face. There's a reality to it. But no, you know, you're a very handsome man, and we definitely look a little bit alike. It was obvious. My mother pointing to your Facebook page after she found you, you know, however many years ago it was now. It's upwards of a decade or something like that. I don't even know now. And pointed it out and just said, here's the information. Here's the guy, and saw the face, and everybody around me, everybody that I'd share the link with, all my other friends. And they would, oh, yeah, that's obviously your father. You guys look just alike. Well, let's think about that, the whole nature versus nurture thing. That's a part of the conversation that I think would be interesting for us to have, just simply because of the fact that we've been apart for so many years, but yet we're so very similar. Tell us about how you end up in Hollywood and sort of some of the things that you do out there.
Okay, well, it's you mean Hollyweird.
Yeah, right.
Actually, no, I came out here about 35 years ago with your brother, my other beautiful son, but he was very small, and I said we're going to go out here, we're going to go to Hollywood to teach school. I've been doing stunts in what they call a all fall down stunt man, where you do the carnivals, you do the amusement parks, that sort of thing. And it'd do gunfights mainly is what we were doing. We were doing cowboy stuff. And I'm sure your mom remembers that. But I was getting a little bit old for that kind of stuff. So I was getting a little bit hurting myself a lot more than what I wanted to. So I got this offer from this school here in California, and they said, well, you know, you could come out here and teach stunts for the camera. I'd been doing a little bit of that, so I said, well, that'd be kind of fun. So we came out for the summer, then went back home for a little while, and then ended up coming back here, and basically I stayed, and then, you know, just it just went from there. But that's been about 35 years.
Yeah, I mean, so you've been doing it a long time out there, but you're on the hardworking side of showbiz Hollywood. I remember when we first came out to California, brought the family out, and we went out to go to Disneyland, and it just happened that the company that my wife was working for at the time was willing to send us all, the whole family, out there, especially because of the fact that you were out there and that we had never met you. Or had you been by the house? I don't even remember by that point. But at any rate, I think maybe you had.
Yeah.
You were passing through shooting a film or something.
Yeah, we were doing a film up in just outside of Washington, D.C. And so I was in the truck, and we were driving back, and I said, "Hey, my son lives over here. Let's go visit my son." And they said, "We don't have time for that." And I said, "No, you're making time for that. Let's go." So we went there for a couple hours. I think we got to have lunch and dinner or something, but they were all, like, sitting there. It's like, okay, what's this guy doing?
Yeah, I remember that. That was great.
Yeah.
Well, was that for the halfway house? Is that the halfway house shoot?
No, actually, was for a film called Laid to Rest, which did pretty good. It's a horror film. You know, I enjoyed working on the film. I helped them with the stunts, and I helped them with some of the rigs as far as some of the effects. And I built a lot of stuff for him. And then when they said, "Well, you know, you have to come to the premiere," I said, "Well, I'll go to the party, but I don't really want to see the movie. I'm not a big fan of that kind of horror. I'm a classic horror guy, and I'm very much associated with that here in this community, and I love it. But I'm not a big fan of, you know, that really." What they try to do is to try to make something as realistic and gross as possible. They deny that, but I say that that's what they're doing, and I'm not a big fan of that. But I did see the movie, and wow, it'll knock your socks off.
This is really amazing, and I just can imagine what it's like to be a part of something that, especially when you don't necessarily dig the whole jive, and to actually, at the end of it, watch it and respect it and understand it. And there has to be, I think there's probably got to be a lot of that for a hardworking person in Hollywood.
You are absolutely right. I do believe that, too, because here's the deal. I think that a lot of people are like, I don't really care about this, but it sure would be fun to make this look real. And that's where you get a lot of the people that I know who are the craftsmen and the people who can make these things actually happen and look real. I don't know so much that they're into the whole idea of the presentation of it, but they do incredible work.
Well, that's what started that particular part of the conversation there, was that I remember coming out to your house there in Van Nuys for the first time and seeing, you know, we went out in the back and we were checking out your workshop and what you were working on. And I think you were working on an actuator for a giant cage or something like that for a
Yeah, I remember now. You know who that was for? What's the name of that band? It was for their stage show, a famous band, but you know, I'm an old man, so
I don't
famous to me is the Beatles. Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, is that right?
So that's when I was. Yeah, we were building effects for their stage show. So it was basically monsters that popped up out of the boxes and stuff. That's right, I remember. Yeah, you helped me. I couldn't get the stupid thing to work. And you said, "Here, try it." And it turned out that's the way I ended up using it. So thanks.
Is that right? Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, there you go. There's another one of those connections. You know, you mentioned the horror thing. I've talked about this on the show. My audience has talked about it. I tend to watch. I'll wait until stuff comes out on Blu-ray. I don't like going to the I love the experience, but I hate people.
Right. See, there's something else. There's something else we got.
Well, I'll bring these DVDs. The rabbits. Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll have to talk about the rabbits because I've been mentioning them as well. No, I'll bring home these Blu-rays from the Red Box and I'll watch them. And then, of course, I'll mention it on the show or I'll talk about it. And one of the ones, some of the ones that I've enjoyed a lot lately are what's his, Jordan Peele.
Oh,
you know, you know what I'm talking about, from Key and Peele, and he's done Ma and The Strangers, right? Or, no, not Strangers. Get Out, and what was he? I know he's got this trilogy though. But I was talking about the same thing, and that's that I don't necessarily like the horror films. I respect the genre, and I respect all the work that they put on into them, and the thought that goes behind all the stuff that they put out. But I'm not a slasher kind of guy, and you're not the first person that I've heard that makes the stuff and does the stuff that's actually there that doesn't really want to watch it. I was watching Keepers of the Magic. I mentioned this to you earlier in the week, and that's this documentary from 2016 about cinema photographers, and it's got, you know, like the late Gordon Willis and just these amazing cast of cinematographers talking about all the different aspects of the things they do. And there was one of those guys that I don't even remember which one it was, but they were talking about one of the huge horror flicks. Maybe it was Jack Nicholson, The Shining or something like that, and how he didn't want to watch it and would just sort of turn pale, you know, just seeing some of the effects and things that they would come up with some of these horror shows. Just one more weird connection between us. So you're also, you're a musician, you play guitar, right?
I do. In fact, I just did a great thing because, you know, I belong to the Elks. I'm an Elk, which right. was founded by actors in 1867. It's a very old, but it's also one of the biggest charities in the world. And I enjoy it because everything about it that I do, at least in my connections with it and the people that I associate with, it's all about the charity. And so we raise money for little kids and veterans. And we just went and did with the city council here from Los Angeles, city councilwoman, we just went and we actually, I put together a little band. Mainly it's just me sitting in the corner in the restaurant, and I'll play guitar because I like it. And then people are going, "Oh, what is that kind of music you're playing?" It's like, "Can you not play?" I said, "No, I can't. I just play what I like." I put together a little band, and we went up there, and we went to Ritchie Valens Park. How cool is that? We're at Ritchie nice. Valens Park, which is like a block away from where he was born, and we played a concert for the veterans, and it was all free, and there was free food, and everything sponsored by the Elks and the city councilwoman. It was really a fun time. These are the kinds of things that you just don't get much video on, though, to put out on the internet. It's the thing I like to do. I don't like to get too involved in too much other stuff, but those kinds of things, I like to put them out there, and just because it's a good thing. So, but
yeah,
no, when you're up there, like you know, when you're up there, you don't get the video and stuff. I remember you and I a couple years back we talked, and you send me some videos of you playing and singing, and you know, it's just so hard to get video of yourself. And I said, "Well, I want to see more." And you said, "Well, I can't. It's very difficult to take a picture of myself."
Yeah, I'm the guy behind the camera and the guy on the stage. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and it seems like that happens to you a little bit too. I don't know. So, I guess that's a good question. Are you a Mason?
No, not at all. But the Elks were kind of based on the Masons out of England. That's true. So the organization is very similar.
Yeah, what, another one of these so esoteric organizations. I didn't think so. I mean, it never was the same thing. It was not quite the same idea behind it all. And, of course, my listeners – I actually had them question that because that's a lot of the listeners that listen to this. They have questions about, you know, some of those political organizations and old school, the Illuminati and things like that. So you start mentioning clubs and organizations, it's stuff starts clicking in their heads and they start thinking, oh, well, you know, maybe it's this and that. And of course, to follow up with that, you know, I've talked about before how I think my mother has looked at some of the of our family history and stuff, and I think that I'm loosely related to some of the Bush family and things like that. And it's just sort of ridiculous the associations that and the thin threads that sometimes. Not that I'm accusing you, Chris, or anybody else that's listening of doing that at this moment. I'm just saying that happens. Is that as soon as somebody says something about one of those enlightened or organizations or something like that, you know, instantly people start, oh, well, what's going on? I remember it was a festival I was at in Colorado. It was one of these sort of pop smoking, hippie sort of fun things. But we were introducing some economic ideas and political ideas and things like that to different audiences that had never seen it before. And we had a great libertarian sheriff show up, and one guy all of a sudden just stood up out in the audience and started going off on him about the fact that all sheriffs are members of the Masons, and it's all a good, you know, it's a good old boys group. And
yeah. Well, that's I get that once in a while when I talk about the Elks a little bit, but then they say, well, what's Elks? It's really secretive.
Let's talk a little bit about it. We've got to go into a break, and we've got a short segment coming up, and we'll take a couple of minutes, and we'll let you tell about the Elks. We're talking to my father right here on Toward Anarchy.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s.
along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
Let's be realistic about this thing. The fact is that it's a whole bunch of clubs, people, out there in the world, and you ain't a member of most of them. That's the reality of it. But before we went to the break, we're talking with my father, Mike Galeo, and he's an actor in Hollywood, and he's also a member of the Elks Club. And of course, the question is going to come up in this audience, and I don't want to dwell on it because I want to talk about the things that matter to most of us, or you know, the hardworking, the life aspect of things, as opposed to the club somebody might be a member of, because we're all members of different little clubs and things, and most people are not members of that club, and that's the reality. Whether it's a gaming and dice club, and the fact that the older the club is, the more history it has, and the more likely it's going to be tied to other older clubs. And so tell us about the Elks Lodge.
Well, I think you're right. It's one of those kinds of things. But basically what it is, you know, people often, well, you know, do you put on your antlers and your thing? And they have this idea about it because the people who created shows like the Flintstones and the Honeymooners, where these kind of images came from, they were actually Elks, and they were kind of teasing their own organization. But really, the Elks is nothing but a charity. It is a straight across the board charity. And picture this, my son: the Elks raise about, in California, Hawaii, our section of the Elks here, $3.8 million a year for kids. Wow. And vets. So that's, man, pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's fun to have a bit of that. But it's tomorrow, in fact. I'm learning my lines right now. Tomorrow I head up into the of about 30 miles outside of LA, up kind of up into the mountains up there, and I'm working on a Western. So I love that. That's the thing I like.
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is a really short segment here before we go to the top of the hour. But after we come back, yeah, we'll definitely have to talk about some of the things that you've actually done and some of your favorite things to do. Because I know the Westerns and some of those have been really successful. And they've got to be some of the more fun stuff because you get to be those gritty characters.
Yeah, it's true, and those are the ones that I like to play. I'm sure you can imagine, but I'd way prefer that than, you know, I get people out there says, well, gee, you know, I want to be the smooth, the Clint Eastwood character. Not me, man. I want to be the rough guy. I want to be the town barkeep, you know.
Yeah, as long as it's not the one in which one was it? Oh, he gets slapped around by the Pharaoh player.
Tombstone one, huh?
Yeah, Tombstone. That's it. Why couldn't I remember that? That's right. I always remember that. He reaches across the. It's somebody big too. That's the Pharaoh player. Who is it? It's Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh yeah, Billy Bob. That's right. Yeah, Billy Bob's one that gets slapped around. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he gets slapped around a little bit later. That's right. All right, we got to go into a real quick break here. It's the top of the hour, and then we'll come back. We'll talk some more about Westerns. We'll talk about Hollywood, the inside of it. My guest, Mike Galeo, will be right back on Toward Anarchy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic.